God will allow you to be tempted, thank God. He's not going to have heaven full of hypocrites, heaven full of cowards and deserters. No, sir. He'll allow you to be tempted. He'll allow Satan to come your way. He says he'll send strong delusions that they all might be damned who love not the truth. Ah, but Jesus says, whoever loves the truth will come to me. What a call. What a call, beloved. Oh, what a call comes down from heaven to me to fight the good fight of faith. And all through these seven epistles, we have that same marvelous arrangement. He that overcometh. And what happens to those that don't overcome? I'll spew them out of my mouth. I will take their name out of the book of life. I will kill her children with death. And so on. But he that overcometh, what promises, what provision. Listen, you're either an overcomer or you're not. And if you're not an overcomer, you're not taking Jesus Christ. Jesus is that way of escape. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. And isn't that where we are liable to fail? We're liable to run when the enemy comes along instead of standing your ground. He says, by faith ye stand. How wonderful that Jesus Christ has come to live out his own life within me, to fight the battle for me, to overcome for me. Hallelujah. Overcoming is inevitable. And he says, my strength is made perfect in weakness.